Dr. Minakata, please.
So I'm a poor cellist, and I have no good reason to be here. But, anyhow, I was named. So I completely agree with Dr. Mayani, who said that we should think about tomorrow or very near future, not far remote. And from this viewpoint, and also I must confess that I'm a Japanese, and there are many things going on in neutrino physics in Japan, so I'm very oriented to Japanese point of view. So, in this viewpoint, what I think about near future is that JPARC Super K program will be done or will be funded. The uncertainty is 1 year or so,
I assume.
So if you believe this claim, we will have a neutrino super beam in some 2008, I don't know, something like this. So I believed this possibility for a long time and always thought about what else besides JPARC Super K. Then I have two things to mention. One is that the weakest point of the JPARC Super K program is that the baseline is too short to detect matter effect. I mean, sine of delta M square atmospheric. If they are very lucky, they will be able to detect delta M square, sine of delta M square, if the CP violating angle is either very close to half pi or 3/2 pi. But in most of the regions, the experiment is insensitive to the sine of delta M square. So I think we need at least a concrete program to supplement this problem to determine the mass hierarchy of neutrinos. I'm not sure if there is well-defined. There are, of course, the idea is simple. If you do a long-wave line experiment like 1,000 kilometers, probably you can detect the sign, but such experiment is difficult because of the longer baseline, detector has to be large, and it's not easy to create scientifically feasible and also likely to happen programs. That's my feeling. But we need this. That's one thing I want to mention. The other thing I want to mention is that we may not rely on only one accelerator experiment to explore the real structure of lepton flavor mixing. I'm not saying that the experiment is not reliable. The experiment should be reliable, but still we shouldn't too much rely on the assumption that lepton flavor mixing is the standard three flavor type. If we allow something more peculiar, then I think we have to recheck the what we observe in such experiment. And also we do know that there is a notorious problem of parameter degeneracy in the determination of the lepton flavor mixing element. And in this sense, and for near future project, I think it's important to emphasize the value of the reactor type, reactor measurement of theta 1 3, because it's a kind of pure measurement. So, of course, it's important to foresee for remote future neutrino factory, because if we want to completely solve the parameter degeneracy issue, probably we need a neutrino factory. But to me, it's a too remote future in the sense of funding. So I cannot discuss any further about this in this presentation. So that's about what I want to say.